All right, welcome everybody to the March meeting of the Game Fish and Parks Commission. I appreciate everybody's patience and crowding in, in the size room we're used to dealing with. So, again, welcome. Thanks for taking time to come out and see us. I'll read the conflict of interest disclosure we need to read at the beginning of every meeting. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written and verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current or former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. I'm not aware that there has been that. If any Commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest contract or any other conflict with any matter on today's agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of that conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of that conflict. If you disclose the conflict of interest, the Commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the Commission's discussion and vote on that conflict. Any conflicts I'm not aware of? All right. Let's go ahead and get the meeting started. There are the minutes in your Commission book from our January meeting, as well as the February special meeting we had. At the review, if there's no changes, thank you very much. Move to approve. Second. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any additional commissioner salary days? All right. Not aware of any. Okay, at this time, I think we'll have Tom Kirschman take a second. Come on up and introduce some folks for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. We have a special opportunity today to introduce some new members of Team DFC. And we thought because of the timing of the commission meeting and some recent graduates of the Law Enforcement Academy and some new folks part of the Game Fish and Parks, we take the opportunity to introduce you to some of our new officers with our agency. So with that, I'd ask Sam Scalehouse, who is our chief officer of our conservation officers in Game Fish and Parks. Like he's bringing up quite the crew here. And I'm going to turn it over to Sam and turn the mic over to Sam and have them introduce our new officers. Again, just a great opportunity to introduce you to some new folks that are joining our team here. We're really excited about having them on board and make sure that you're aware of the new folks coming into and going out to their field training, quite honestly, three of them in particular. So, Sam, turn it over to you.
Thank you, Tom. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Sam Scalhouse. I'm the Law Enforcement Section Chief for the Game Fish and Parks. Pretty excited to come here today. We have four young men that are just getting started in their career as a conservation officer for the Game Fish and Parks. Three of them recently graduated from the academy. Jacob here is going up to the Aberdeen area. We're currently certified with the Aberdeen Police Department. And he joined the conservation officer ranks as a member of Team GMP. So who we have here is we have Jacob Heist from the Aberdeen area, lives in Aberdeen Police Department. He's certified, was there for a couple of years and showed some interest in conservation officer work. Got in touch with a couple of our officers up there and now he's working for us. So we're pretty excited to have Jacob. Behind Jacob is Tanner Peake. Tanner just recently graduated from the academy. He worked for Spent forever for a couple years there, and now he's going to be a conservation officer. He's starting young men are starting field training here, real shortly. And field training is where they go work with a wildlife training officer. One of our veteran officers can train them and be there with them as they get into conservation law enforcement. Behind Tanner, we have Eric Brumball. Eric's from several different locations, as recently as Idaho, I believe. Came to us this year. He's married. He has a young child at home, so he's starting the conservation officer field training program. And then behind Eric is Edgar Mesa. Edgar is a DWU grad. He's originally from Spearfish, South Dakota.
and just getting started in the program too. We're really excited for great things about these guys through the academy. They really set the bar high. They really represent South Coast Games Fisher Park well. And so we're just excited to be able to take the time, introduce you to them. If they go out and about, if they end up in your neck of the woods, they'll be sure to stop in and say hi. And if you have any questions for us or for them as we go on, by all means, let us know. So appreciate the time to do that. Thank you guys for coming, and thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you for talking to us.